So I'm here with Todd Hiscock, one of the two new goalies for the Nelson Leafs. They're coming off a 2-1 weekend, a win in Fernie in his first start where he made 42 saves, and then they lost to Kimberley on Saturday 6-1. So pretty solid start to the year. You guys are 2-1, currently third in the division. What was your first experience like playing junior hockey, making that start on Friday night in Fernie?
No, it was awesome for sure. For sure the nerves were going a little bit, but got calmed down pretty quick and the crowd was going. It was a crowd I've never played against before, so it was definitely a bit of a mental challenge there, having them coming at you from the stands. But other than that, like it was awesome. It was a fun time. It was electric.
What's your thoughts? So like I mentioned there, you made 42 saves. Would you rather have a game like that where you're getting a lot of work all game, or can it be easier in a way when you're getting that much work rather than not facing a shot for 5-10 minutes?
Yeah, no, like there's definitely ups and downs to both ends of it. Like when you see lots of shots like that, keeps you in the game, but obviously the stamina kind of goes down throughout. But like facing 20 shots, you got to be pretty sound mentally and have that ability to stay in the game still.
Right. Yeah, a lot of times in sports, you know, you're told you don't want to overthink. So if you're just standing there with nothing in your end all day, yeah. Like, you know, you get cold, you might be second guessing yourself. You mentioned that's a crowd you've never seen before. There's probably a lot of stuff going on that you've never really seen before. You're from Calgary, correct?
Yeah.
So it's your first time playing junior hockey. You're moving to a new area, the Kootenays here. Have you been out this way before?
Yeah, actually in grade 8, I played out at Pursuit of Excellence in Kelowna. So I billeted out there for the first time. After that, like I've kind of been all around the country, thankfully for hockey, but this is probably my favorite part of the country, and I just love being here.
Well, the Kootenays itself is, you know, it's a beautiful area, but Nelson in particular, with, like, you know, the lake right there, a good downtown area for a small town too. What are the things you've liked about the city and the area so far?
The small town aspect, and it's very, very lively and positive around the town. Everyone's very light and easygoing, but community involvement as well, like just with the team, and you walk around, you see people rocking Leafs merch. It's awesome.
So let's go back to, you know, you growing up playing hockey. You mentioned you've been all around the country. When did you start playing? Did you always want to be a goalie?
Yeah, well, I've kind of been on skates since the time I was 2. At about 4, I started playing minor hockey. I think they called it Mighty Mites back then. And then from time then on, I wanted to be a goalie. Mika Kiprusoff was a huge inspiration for me personally. Just growing up in Calgary, he was kind of our hometown hero at the time when I was growing up. So he was definitely a huge inspiration for me.
Yeah, Mika Kiprusoff is definitely one of the funnest goalies to watch over the last, you know, 20 plus years. I wouldn't say he would be a goalie that most goalies would model their game after, though, with how he, you know, he's really kind of like Dominic Hasek, really unorthodox technique, not always so like square to the puck, kind of flopping around. So do you have that in your game as well, or are you more of a guy who, like a Vasilevskiy, who doesn't have to move a lot? I guess you don't have that big frame like him, though.
Yeah, no, definitely not being 6'3 is a bit of a challenge, but no, I try and play as athletic as I can, and my whole life I've kind of been a smaller guy, so that's kind of forced me to play out of my comfort zone, play athletically, and kind of replicate his style a bit. But I more try and mix in, like, stay in control, but have that ability right when you need it.
Playing in 8th grade, playing out in Kelowna, is that when you really started focusing on hockey? Did you play other sports before that?
Yeah, so I actually played lacrosse competitively as well, and we went down to the States every fall for a tournament. Going into grade 8, I got this opportunity out in Kelowna, and it kind of made me pick sides on what I wanted to do, and I decided, like, hockey's it for me. So from grade 8 on, I've primarily only focused on hockey, but before then it was a couple sports.
And what, in lacrosse, were you goaltender there too?
No, I was actually defense. I played field lacrosse, so I had the big long stick.
Okay, yeah, so it's not as popular in this area. I mean, lacrosse we have, but it's always box lacrosse, at least for around here. So it's a bit of a different, but box lacrosse models hockey quite a bit with the 5 guys and, you know, playing in the same arenas. But field, I guess it is a little different, a little more soccer-related with at least the strategy, I think.
For sure, yeah, and it's I guess it's still a little similar to hockey. just in the sense of the systems. Like, at least when I played, it was everything was very systematic, communication first too. So
that'll help you as a goalie in hockey as well, just understanding where you know your defenders need to be and how to communicate with them.
For sure.
You mentioned Mika Kiprusoff there, and we talked about your play style. Is there a certain guy that you modeled your game after?
Well, honestly, I love playing the puck. I can't say there's one guy in particular that I've fully modeled my game after, but I'd say Mike Smith was definitely an inspiration for me, just watching him zip pucks around when he was with Calgary for a short time period and then moved on to Edmonton. I still kind of followed what he was doing.
So you like playing the puck. Have you came close to scoring a goal ever?
Never came close to scoring a goal. I've gotten a couple assists, a couple cool assists, but that's
a couple just long stretch passes, sending a guy in on a breakaway or something.
Yeah.
You got in two games this weekend, making the start in Fernie and getting the win, and then coming in relief on Sunday or Saturday against Kimberly. Is that something that's hard to do, coming off the bench and joining a game, or like you just always got to be ready?
For sure, it's definitely difficult coming in later into the game. You sit on the bench cold for a little while. As much as you try and say your mind doesn't doze off, it always does. Coming in cold kind of takes a couple minutes to get warm, for me at least. And, you know, I came in 2 minutes left, so perfect time to get warm, get cold, and then have to get warm again through the intermission.
All right, so talk a little bit about what happened there, because typically you kind of know when you're going to come in, eh? Like your partner gets up 4 or 5, you know, pretty fast in a game, but that's not what happened on Saturday. So why'd you have to come into that game?
Yeah, I don't know how much I can say about this, but there is an incident. Our defenseman had a guy on top of him and was getting fed pretty good and was kind of defenseless and nobody was helping him. And goalie partner stepped in for his teammate, got kicked for it, and it was kind of just something you couldn't predict to happen.
The other goalie, also new to the team this year, Jackson McLeod, he got kicked out of the game for standing up for a teammate there. So what does that say about him as a teammate, and what's your relationship like with him? Because it's always, you know, you hear about goalie tandems, and sometimes they get along, sometimes they don't. I think more so in the modern day, they typically are, you know, friends and want the best for each other. But in the past, it would be, you know, jealousy and wanting to get the starts over the other guy. So what's your relationship like with him?
Yeah, no, me and Jackson, like from the first day of camp, we kind of started talking immediately. Like, we didn't know both of us were going to be together, but he's an awesome guy, super supportive of me. And we always try and back each other up in everything we do, and definitely a good guy to have on the team, and definitely a selfless player.
Is there anything that may be better at than you that helps you out in your game, or things that you can help him with?
He's fast.
Yeah?
He's really fast.
Really good lateral movement?
Yeah, he has really good lateral movement, so that's always fun to watch if I'm not playing or just in the other end of practice, kind of watch and see what he does.
Nice. Okay, so yeah, like we said there, he was kicked out of the game last weekend, so we don't know what's going to happen this upcoming weekend. You got 3 home games. You haven't played a game at home in Nelson yet, so that's going to be exciting. Sounds like you'll get in at least one, if not all of them. What are you excited for about playing your first game here in Nelson?
It's just going to be an awesome experience. Like, from everything I've heard and kind of seen in the preseason, we have an awesome fan base, awesome community out here, and they love to show up to the games, and it makes it cool. It's always awesome skating onto the ice and just knowing that you have that strong of a community supporting you. A
couple big games too. You got one with Beaver Valley. They're 2-0 just ahead of you in the standings, and then another one with Spokane, who's below you. So it's really important that you guys get going here. Been in Ontario, you've been in the Okanagan, Southern Alberta. What other hobbies are you looking forward to getting into while you're here? I know you're pretty focused on hockey, but, you know, we live right on a lake. There's good ski hills, stuff like that.
I used to snowboard a little bit when I was younger, but, you know, kind of phased out of that. Just how busy hockey seasons are with away tournaments and practices and all that. But I love the lake, love hanging out by the lake all year last year. After the season was over, a couple of my buddies, we'd go down to the lake in Ontario, and it was almost every weekend we have a fire, so you know, it's kind of reminds me a bit of the guys I miss back from previous teams, right?
You got anyone that you used to play with, maybe in Kelowna, I mean, any of your stops here in the KIJHL at all?
Yeah, there's definitely guys I see around that I've played with, played against. I was in the CSSHL for 3 years, so there was lots of travel there. You kind of get to experience Western Canada and play against teams across there, so you definitely see some last names and go, hey, I played against that guy then. Like,
why'd you choose to come to the Nelson Leafs?
Obviously, there's lots of history here. Just speaking with Lance and hearing what he had to say, it sounded very positive and probably the best setup that anyone could have. And for me, I felt like that works for me the best.
Would this have been an option if they were still a junior B league?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So I actually ended up getting injured pretty early into the season last year. So I was kind of feeling around more KI and kind of getting ready for that step into future years for Junior A. And then once the KI got promoted to Junior A, it was just an extra bonus to come along with it for me.
Yeah, I mean, we all know how much better Junior A leagues do for getting kids scholarships and stuff. And also, just knowing they're making that step, you know you're going to be facing tougher competition than you would have, so it'll be great for your development. You're well on your way if you can have a good season here, get yourself to college, and plenty of guys have even played Div 3 and went pro, so it's definitely a possibility. But Todd, thanks for joining me here at Kootenai Co-op Radio. Good luck this weekend. If you guys want to come watch him play, there's 3 games, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Todd will likely be between the pipes for one, maybe all of them even.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much for having me.